kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Well, I'm gone. Can I kick it? To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nipper the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really hits like a spud club. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
We've been at this all day, buddy. I get it. Those other spots didn't float your boat, but wait until you see this next place. It screams Mouse House. Wait, can I say that? Is that copyrighted? There we go. Oops, sorry about this. The elevator's being repaired. Boom, I just had a vision. You're chilling in your new crib, but then you get claustrophobic, and then you get dizzy. And to save you, ta-da! Look at that view. Resplendent, ain't it? Huh? It's got everything. Built-in stereo. But be careful, those seats are very flammable. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. Jerry, baby, I know it's no beauty, but let's be honest here. With your budget, this is all you can afford. Hey, you don't just Batman me. You haven't even seen the trunk yet.
Can I kick it? Yes, you can. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm born. Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Price is a poinsayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to the most trusted, your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior.
There's a lot of weird stuff in this city. You just gotta keep walking.
I mean, he's amazing on the piano and drumming too.
One cool cat.
He can see it.
He's a frog.
time. You couldn't really hurt me. Oh, my gosh. Suspended? Why?
For starters, the 100 pounds of underwear strewn up Fifth Avenue.
Oh, come on. You can't blame me for that. That was a cat and mouse situation, and everyone knows you just don't get involved.
You can reapply in 4 weeks.
No, please, sir, please just, you can't do that to me.
Oh.
Last week, I helped a man do a pull-up for an hour. An hour? He achieved his fitness goals with me. Okay. What if I come and be your assistant?
Miss Forrester, you started 2 months ago. It just doesn't work like that.
Maybe this job never was for me.
Maybe it's not.
You know what? I quit.
Back for another free meal?
Somewhat.
You know what they say? It's not a trip to the Big Apple without a walking tour of the city. Have you ever done one? They're very well reviewed, actually. Mine are. It's a great deal, great offer.
I'm not a guest.
Then, pray tell, why do you have a suitcase?
I'm here to interview for one of the temporary positions. Looks like the wedding.
What wedding?
Preterm Ben?
As in, like, the preterm Ben.
New York Society's favorite couple. It's going to be quite the event.
Huh. The hotel is hiring?
Yes, but they're very exclusive. They certainly wouldn't hire you.
Hmm. And what did you say your name was again?
Linda Perrybottom.
Linda Perrybottom. Unfortunately, you just failed the test.
What?
Your interview started the minute that you walked in the door.
I didn't realize I...
Employees at the Royal Gate Hotel must be accommodating, masterly, but above all, Linda, discreet. Into telling a perfect stranger the intimate details of the inner workings of this hotel's private events. Well, that doesn't quite cut it, now does it? May I see your resume? Please.
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Yeah, you've had a lot of really cool jobs.
Yes,
The Dorsey. The Armada. These all are hotels?
Well, none are in New York. I just moved here from...
Listen, Linda. I don't think you're right for this weekend.
Oh.
We just need someone more... local.
Well, I understand. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hi, if I wanted to apply for a temporary position for this weekend...
Is this your resume?
No, it's not.
Wow, this is impressive.
My only copy.
Well, you are definitely going to get hired. In fact, I'm going to call him right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Lola.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to shop for, say, a jacket.
Yeah, sure. Just to the left over there.
Thanks so much.
Hi. Yeah, we have a very lovely young lady down the front desk. She's going to be...
Look at what we got here. You know, if I wasn't a betting cat, I'd say Tommy Boy here is trying to break into the hotel.
That's sure what it looks like.
This is our alley, punk, which makes this our hotel.
Wait, hold up. Are you trying to break into our hotel? Yo, guys, don't worry about it. It was a big misunderstanding. Right, Tom? Are you laughing at me? Now, I'm sure you know what I do to cats that laugh at me.
Come on, Bo. Preach. Preach to them.
Now, I was about to if you would shut that grill and let me handle this.
My bad, Bo.
So, are you gonna answer me?
Oh!
Oh, snap! It's Fonzo! Stop and run!
Oh, no, not again!
Come on, pick
me
up.
I'll see you again, Tom!
Break yourself!
Hey, get back here!
Welcome.
Thanks so much.
You must be.
Buongiorno. Forrester, Kayla. I'm sorry in advance about my resume, but there was a child downstairs trying to spit their hubba bubba under a table. So I tore off a piece.
Good. I'm Terence Mendoza, events manager. And this is Mr. Henry Dubrow.
A pleasure.
He's our general manager.
Can I assume that that's the aquatics manager?
That's Goldie. She has no official position at the hotel. That's a fish.
That's the...
I must say, this is a very impressive resume. The Dorsey.
Oh, Dorsey. You know, I hate to name names, but I will. You must have known Mrs. Josephine Pennybaker. She was my mentor at Cornell. It's an Ivy League school founded in 1865 by Mr. Ezra Cornell. That's where I got my master's. I'm just sharing.
Of course I know old JoJo Pennyfoot. Yeah, what a hoot.
Pennyfoot?
Well, Miss Forrester, we'll cut to the chase. As I'm sure you know, we have a very high-profile event happening here this weekend.
Of course, I'm very aware of Ben and Brita's wedding.
Well, we need to hire additional staff through the week, but they must maintain the level of service guests of the Royal Gate expect.
Nonetheless.
I'll be honest, it's not often we come across a resume this distinguished.
Excuse me. This? This is just a piece of paper. And if I'm going to be worthy of this institution, you need to see me in. Action.
Are you going to pick it up or just leave it there?
Yes, sir.
Sleep in. Terence?
She thought the fish was in every department.
Really?
A fish can't even walk. It can't even...
Terence?
You're hired!
Really?
Yes.
I mean, thank you.
Can you start today?
That's gonna be a tall order. Very in demand. Okay. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna pull some strings. It's difficult, but yeah, no problem.
One other thing. We will be asking all temporary staff to stay at the hotel through the week leading up to the wedding, just so that we can be available to guests at a moment's notice. Is that something you'd be comfortable with?
Anything for this hotel. Not better, John. 10-4, good buddy. Breaker, breaker, 1-9. Go get him. Hair's better up. Professional.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
The Royal Gate opened its doors in 1930 and was declared a New York City landmark by 1962. Mm. It's been through two major renovations, yet it remains the beacon of service excellence. This place has been close to four presidents, three popes, two kings, one queen. Oh, and Drake. There are 260 rooms, 104 suites, and 21 floors of impeccable luxury. The water pressure is never below 50 psi, and our threat count is never below 800. Button, please.
Sorry, sir.
The spa is top of the line, and our spin instructor won the Tour de France twice.
Right.
This wedding is the most prestigious event the Royal Gate has hosted, and it will be a perfect success. It has to be. The positive press an event of this magnitude can generate is invaluable. Would you stop that, please?
Yes, sir. Yes, it tends to ride up.
Our wedding menu is being designed by our very own chef, Jack. It's a rising star, and whispers are that Michelin agrees.
Look alive, people! Why do you hate me? Who butchered these onions? Who? Oh, I don't know. Francois?
We should leave.
You're killing my career.
He's a bit tricky, but he's an artist, and we're lucky to have him.
And some people may see anger, but me? No, 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 no. I see passion. Do you hear that?
Hear what?
Your footsteps.
Oh.
Carrera Marble.
This is Gavin, our doorman, master of small talk.
This is Kayla, who recently worked at the Dorset Hotel in London.
Is she now?
Yes, and she'll be helping us out this week.
I'm sure you'll not be that careful.
Morning!
That's Joy the Bell Girl. I'm convinced she was raised by wolves.
What?
She's not important. Okay. But this glass atrium. Oh, wow, now that is something. It's one of a kind. I call it the crowning jewel of the Royal Gate. This is Cameron, the barman.
Popping bottles.
Excuse me?
Don't spill any on your Jordan 5s.
These are actually retro reissues.
Obviously. The lace tips, Nike Lab.
Fight Club.
On Broadway.
I'm sorry to interrupt your riveting TED Talk, but why are you pouring champagne at 11 o'clock in the morning? I was told to pour two glasses for the VIPs. It just arrived. They're here? Yes, sir.
Who's here?
The bride and groom. Come with me. Wow. Isn't it perfect?
I love it. Just as much as I did last week when we visited.
All I care about in the whole world is that you're happy. I think your dad's gonna like it.
You keep asking what my dad thinks? I'm gonna send him on the honeymoon with you.
Clear the way, coming through. Well, I sure hope room service is open all night. Right, Toots?
Ben, Frida, welcome back to the Royal Gate.
Thank you very much.
It's a toast to your upcoming nuptials.
It's so great to be back here, and
thank you very much.
I appreciate it. And thank you guys for everything. It's great to see you again,
thank
parents.
Thank you very much.
Oh my God! Get back here! Hey,
oh my God!
Simmer down, boy. Hey, get back here! I'm
sorry.
He's had a couple of espressos.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. He's a little animated.
Yeah. Oh, she's so sweet.
Wow, you're really good with animals. Toots is usually really shy, and by shy, I mean she scratches people's faces off.
Oh. Well, she can smell a bona fide animal lover.
You know, Kayla's new here, and I was just about to explain to her that we traditionally have a no pets policy.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, I would be delighted to make an exception.
Is your hand okay?
It's fine.
Looks like your hand's bleeding.
It's fine. It's perfect. We prepared a list of some of the most prestigious dog parks in the area, and I think the one on 11th Street is particularly luxurious.
But are the people uptight because, I mean, do they yell at the dogs for being off leash? Like he's...
You can just say
Yeah, he's
disgusting.
Yeah.
He's disgusting.
Hmm?
There is one that I know about that's behind this falafel place on 17th. It's not technically a dog park, but they let their dogs off leash and they kind of look out for each other. It's pretty low key.
That is amazing. Thank you, Kayla.
Thanks, Kayla.
Yes, thank you, Kayla.
Of course, anytime. I just have to say, I follow you guys on Instagram, and you are the cutest couple ever. And that rock.
Yes. Well.
Can see that thing from outer space. Good job.
You know, you can see our love from outer space.
That was fantastic.
Great, thank you.
Shall we?
We shall.
Hold on,
seriously. In all seriousness, is there safe in the hotel? Very good. Thank you very much.
Not to worry. That's probably a scream of delight. You know, if someone's seeing their beautiful room for the first time. It happens all the time. Lola, can you see them through their room? Excuse me.
Of course.
Leo is shaken to the core.
The mouse ran right over his foot. Look, Terrence, I worked too freaking hard to be saddled with a bunch of inept... wonderful group of gifted colleagues to have my career tossed into a dish bucket over some infestation.
Jackie. I know the gravity of this situation, and I will handle it.
I'll catch it, sir. Him. Or her. It could be a female. I'm not gender biased.
No, I don't want to go by.
The point is, I will catch that little mouse, and I won't be discreet about it.
I need you to understand the sensitivity of this matter.
Yes.
If a picture of this mouse is tweeted up to InstaBookface or the TikTok, we will be ruined.
No, sir. We're not ruined because it's not going to happen. Okay, so you guys clear your heads about it. That rodentia is toast.
Creeping around like a thief.
I am on a mouse hunt, thank you.
You need any help?
What, because I'm the new girl?
Well, obviously you haven't seen my resume. It clearly states that I'm completely capable of doing anything that is required to do that is needed to be done here.
Oh, right.
And how hard can it be to catch a little mouse?
Honestly, I wasn't expecting you to say yes. You know, you got that whole independent vibe thing going on, and I don't normally get involved with how the new kids do their job, so.
My name is Kayla. Yeah, my mom calls me Kayla.
Okay, Kayla, well, I doubt that mouse catching is on your resume, but if you do catch him, you should come by for a celebratory beverage.
Well, start popping another bottle of champagne now, because any minute now, he's mine. Is one second. What the? Someone leave there.
Who's that?
The sign of a worthy competitor.
In a dumpster, and Jerry is inside safe and warm. Look at him, just scouting the room and seeing what he can steal next. Now, who's the cat and who's the mouse? Hey, well, let's get back in there and smash that mouse up good.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Todd, my brother, there's room for both cats and mice to be happy. I'm sure if you asked to share his food.
Share?
Well, you lucky the kids are watching me, okay? We're cats. Cats take.
Come on, he's just an innocent little mouse.
Wait, wait a minute, wait a minute. Why are we always arguing? We shouldn't be fighting. We look alike. Why are we doing this? Look, how about we do something different this time? Why don't we let Tom make up his own mind? Okay? Now, see, that is a good idea. Tom, I believe in you.
What a sucker.
Now, go make me proud, Tom.
Sweat the technique. Style battle speed full of technology. Complete sights and new heights after I get deep. And peep the technique.
For Lone Wolf.
Oh.
It's Kayla, sir. Just trying on one of those new code names.
Well, don't.
Have you located the room yet? I'm continuing to get noise complaints.
Yes, sir. Well, no, sir. I haven't yet, but I'm on it. Over.
Well, hurry up so you can get back to finding that mouse. And
please, do not say over. This isn't Star Trek.
It takes all the fun out of walkie-talkies. Well, what's the point then?
I can still hear you.
I have eyes on the target, sir, and I'm moving north. I'm moving toward the door. What did you do? Who? Wait a second, I know you. I know you. You were the cat from the park with the bike. If you tackled me. Is this personal? Is this some form of revenge sabotage? What are you trying to tell me something? Okay, two syllables. One word. Is it a movie? Is it a cartoon? What's this? A pig? A mouse? A little mouse? What? He was here too? Oh, gosh, I gotta catch that little disaster. If I don't, I'm gonna lose this job. Wait a second. You're a cat. Can't you catch a mouse? Isn't that in your DNA? You got a name? That is really well done, Mott. Tom, you could be in a lot of trouble for this. I mean, just look at this mess. So, what should we do about this? You want to catch a mouse together? There could be a big reward in it for you.
Sir, I instructed her to get rid of an animal, not find another.
Here's how I see it, sir. We have a mouse problem at this hotel. So we could hire an exterminator to have him tramp up and down this whole hotel, just filling it with his poison, and alerting Ben and Prita to the possibility of vermin at their wedding. Or we could leverage millions of years of predatory prey evolution and choose a more subtle and eco-friendly solution. That's why I brought on Tom.
You brought on... She's a temp. She doesn't even have hiring power.
It's what we did at the Dorsey, sir.
Really?
That is not what they did at the Dorsey. Why don't I ask Mrs. Pennybaker?
Who wouldn't want you to ask Mrs. Pennybaker from the Dorsey?
Why don't I call her right now, huh?
Absolutely not.
No one's calling anyone. Word gets out that we're thinking of hiring a cat. Well, the mouse problem could leak. And if word gets out that we're refusing to hire a cat,
Peter will be here before you can say discriminatory practices.
Mm-hmm.
You need to think outside the box, Terrence. Could he wear a hat?
Excuse me, sir?
Could he wear a jaunty hat and perhaps a name tag? I think that'd be adorable.
One second.
Sir, you can't be serious. A hat?
As you can see, he would love to wear a hat in the name tag.
Well, then, I think this is a creative and elegant solve, Kayla.
Thank you, sir. As do I.
That'll be all. Thank you.
I'm a wild cat. Tell all the creatures where I'm at. Wanna come back. Rewind that. Tell all the kids that I'm back. I'm unstoppable. Deep in the jungle.
You got a picture name tag. There you go. Yeah. You look good.
I figured out who you are.
Who am I?
You're one of those millennials that thinks they can get whatever they want, whenever they want, without working for it. Preferably with free shipping.
Who doesn't like free shipping?
This is a cutthroat $200 billion industry. And I've clawed my way all the way to the middle. And I don't intend on stopping there, okay? You better hope this little cat plan works, because if it doesn't, I'll make sure you never work in New York City again. And that goes for you too, Tom. Yes, you. Enjoy while it lasts, cuz.
This is just a test, Tom. Uh-uh. You think that we can do it? Just like most people I know. But you and I, we're different, Tom. We don't go down easy. All right, I'm gonna start in the lobby. Tom.
Listen here, kitty cat. I don't like being pounded, capiche? I see you again, I bash your head in.
Mike, get back here.
Saw you again.
Predator. Yeah. Okay, Claire, you're drawing a... Look, I... Oh. Tom, that is a wanted dead or alive. So that is a stick figure of a mouse, and your E's are backwards. That's never gonna work.
You're looking for a mouse?
Gosh, honey. Yes, Joy. Yeah.
Well, have you checked the tiny little door on the 10th floor? At first I thought, whoa, Joy, you became really big. When did that happen? But then I saw another door that was normal size and thought, okay, so one of your eyeballs got small. But then I blinked a ton and realized, no, Joy, just this door was really small. So I cut up a towel to make tiny little towels and left them here. But now they're gone.
Thank you, Joy. You are a fascinating creature.
Me? Fascinating?
Listen here, punk. Man, I gotta check. What? You want me to grab it? Thank you. Oh, wow, this is so detailed. What kind of tiny printer or... And it's scented? What? Listen here, Mr. Mouse. Oh, Jerry. I need this job. So, simply put, this is a hotel, and you're a mouse, so you gotta go. Well, if that's how you feel about it, I'll have to introduce you to my enforcer. Solution to get that mouse out of here.
Come on in. Hey, guys. Sorry, it's sort of the wedding situation room up here.
Terrence, you were right. This simulator's amazing.
Ah.
It really replicates how bad I am at golf.
Oh, I see that.
I haven't seen this many shanks since I was in prison. White collar crime, but,
Baby, do you want to maybe take a little break?
Or, if you want to do something together, we can go scuba diving in Tahiti. We, could go hang gliding in the Alps. Or, we could go to this, alien planet and just sort of, shoot some aliens.
Kayla, you can just put those down. Sorry. Wait. Just right behind you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Terrence, actually. Can I grab that one from you?
Oh, good. It's heavy.
I think this might be it. Just a little bit of a surprise for me and the missus. See, by the way, while I have you, Terrence, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
What do you think about elephants?
Elephants? I think they are majestic and noble creatures.
So, I mean, for the wedding.
Oh, at the wedding? Real elephants?
Yeah, I sort of thought it might be fun.
Babe, I never said that they wouldn't be fun.
Aw. So, maybe, you know, maybe we'll do elephants. Maybe we do elephants.
Have you, considered, maybe a smaller animal, like a hamster?
Hamster?
Oh, what? Yeah. Cute.
We were gonna ride in on it, though. Can you ride a hamster?
Oh, yes. I mean, as long as you have enough of them, you can ride them silly.
Great. Yeah. Well, that's something to consider, too.
Babe, if getting elephants at the wedding would make you happy...
You being happy would make me happy.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, get the elephants.
All right. We're gonna get the elephants.
Great, we do the elephants.
Boom.
Oh, it's a motorized skateboard. I love those.
It's got, Wi-Fi.
Why does a skateboard need Wi-Fi?
Why the fi not?
See what I'm dealing with? Oh. Hello.
Excuse
hey.
Me.
Yeah, he's right here.
Who is it?
My dad.
What? Do I look okay?
For a phone call, yes.
Right. One second.
Hello, Mr. Mehta. You sound like you look amazing. Uh-huh.
If you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to call.
Yes.
We'll help you accordingly.
You know what, Terrence? Spike got into some burritos earlier, and well, I was... You know, do you mind?
Of course.
I'm ready!
Thank you.
Can you
actually, I would love to keep Kayla and maybe run through some bridesmaids-related stuff with her, you know, coordinating colors. Sure.
I have a very good eye.
No, that's fine. I'll just run through it all with Kayla.
Here we go. I got
very well.
Thank you, Terrence. So, what are your bridesmaids' colors?
I lost my ring.
The big one?
Yeah, my big one, my only one.
How?
Well, I was on my way to the spa, and Ben had told me to put it in the safe because he's always convinced that I'm gonna lose it.
But you did lose it.
Yeah, I mean, I misplaced it. I thought first someone must have taken it, but...
And would you say that it is still in the spa?
Or the pool, or the lounge. I was all over the place today, but I don't want Ben to know that it was ever missing.
Really? I won't always be all adorable and understanding about it.
Babe, that was a really big ring.
Ah, understand.
Hey!
Hi!
Hi! What did my dad want?
Nothing. He was just, we were just kind of bonding.
Great.
Where's your ring?
Which ring?
Your engagement ring? The giant one that I gave you for love?
Oh, the thing is,
it's a funny story, actually, sir. I actually took it, yes, I did, to go get cleaned.
Oh.
I took it to go get a scrub-a-dub and be all shiny for the wedding. Bright as diamond.
Great, that's actually very thoughtful. Thank you.
Thank you, Kayla.
By the way, we really want to put some kind of gratuity for you on the bill.
Whatever you see fit, sir.
Love you guys.
Love you.
In different ways.
Thank you. Anytime.
Stop! No! Wait!
Oh!
What?
Here it comes!
Are you okay?
Oh!
No!
Yes.
No! Oh, come on, stop the beeping! You're making him self-conscious! How many burritos did you eat? Oh! I see what you did. Okay! Oh. I'm scooping the poop, huh? You saw he did it in a poop?
Hey, Caleb.
how's the mouse hunt going? Oh, it's going. By the way, quick question for you. Say a VIP person lost a ring and someone wanted to look for said ring without raising any eyebrows. Where would you say that person should look?
Oh my God, I love riddles. Well, if I were that someone, but I'm not. But I could be. Who knows? One day, one can only dream. VIP. Sorry, back to the question. It would depend on the size of the object. Is it a car? Is it alive? Could it be a dog? I mean, I lose things all the time. I lost my baby brother last week. Don't tell anyone, please, because I was like, Joey, where are you? Please. And then thank the Lord.
Minuscule sociopath.
What do you mean he's gone? Like gone, gone?
Are you sure?
Yes! Booyah, Tom! Oh! More hot milk for you than I. Boom! Mr. Dubrow, I am delighted to inform you that the job that we hired Tom for. It is completed.
Oh, wonderful. Now we just have to figure out how to let him go without triggering an equal employment issue.
Oh.
I should probably look into severance packages.
Right.
Maybe a month of tuna.
Because he's a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any way to make sure the guests get these as soon as they check in, just because...
The bride's taken quite a shine to you.
I don't know. I mean, whatever I can do to help with the wedding craziness. They seem really stressed out with it all.
If anything, the ceremony is the perfect test for a relationship. Because you can promise all you want in the vows. When it comes down to it, it's how you handle the pressure of the planning. Some couples rise to the challenge, and others fall. I should write that down.
So, did Tom tell you the good news? The mouse problem has officially been handled.
Hey, she came, she saw, she exterminated.
Yeah. So, how about we celebrate?
Flat Club Soda coming right up.
Yeah, there we go. The real wild stuff. Wow, those little paws move quick, huh?
She'd be his manager.
I mean, sure, why not? Maybe they'll see how much I'm killing it and bring me on permanently to run everything?
Okay, so somebody thinks they can skip a few steps?
Mm-mm. No, it's just... I mean, where I came from, there were no real opportunities.
Where's that?
A small town in Penn State.
Picture seeing your whole future in front of you and you can't stand it. That was me there. I just want to find that thing that made me feel...
important?
Yeah. And New York seemed like the right place to look for it.
Well, I mean, I've heard about your resume.
About that.
Hey, come on, don't be shy. Whatever shot you're looking for, you deserve. You know, you're proof that it takes more than a fancy resume to make it big in New York, right?
Guilty as charged. Over, Jerry. I'm calling in the boys and guys. Why do you have Prita's ring? Have you had it this entire time? Give it to me. Now, drop the ring. What do you want for it, Jerry? You want to stay here? You little con artist. Fine. We can discuss this on my terms. Tom, where did he go? Tom, where did he go? Find him. Now!
I'm the boss! Why do I see temporary employees socializing on hotel property in the middle of their shift?
We were just...
Terrence was celebrating.
You know, the hotel's mouse problem's taken care of.
Oh, yeah, congratulations. Teamwork is dream work, right?
Yeah, it's taken care of, right, Tom? It is so taken care of. Right, Tom?
Well, what is he doing?
He's not doing nothing.
Why are you acting nervous?
Huh?
You're acting nervous.
I'm not acting nervous.
No? What's in your pocket?
Ah! No!
Oh!
Terry!
Wait, wait!
Oh.
No, he's in
Terry,
the pocket!
What are you doing?
The pocket! The monster's in the pocket!
All right! Oh. Get back here! Get back here!
Definitely your bed.
an embarrassment to the hotel, and it's an insult to you. That's how serious this matter is, sir.
I agree. Terrence, I'm placing you on leave.
What?
It's clear that the magnitude of this wedding has overwhelmed you, and you're in something of a state. I think a break...
Hold on a sec. Let me make sure that we're on the same page here regarding the basic facts of this. The cat that she forced us to hire failed to catch the mouse.
Caleb said she got rid of the mouse. Isn't that right?
That is what I said.
Ah! That is what you said, but that is not what you did. The mouse that caused all that destruction to our lobby is still in the hotel. I saw him in the animal tornado.
Terrence, listen to yourself. No one saw a mouse.
I saw the mouse!
But they did see you acting erratically towards Miss Forrester after bringing the groom's bulldog into a bar.
She brought the kitty cat to the bar too.
Tom is an employee. He has a name tag.
This is insane. I'm going insane right now.
Well, you're certainly acting insane. You caused tens of thousands of dollars of damage to the hotel. You've terrified our guests, and now you're attempting to frame it as Kayla's fault?
You know what? You can't do this. You can't fire the event manager in the middle of an event.
Please leave on your own merits, Terrence. I don't want to have to call security.
Please don't do this. Okay. Okay.
Oh, my days.
And I'm not picking it up. Get your tail out of your ears. It's disgusting.
Well, this is a disaster.
Yeah.
Firing our events manager before the biggest and most important event this hotel has thrown in years. The only reason I felt comfortable asking Terrence to take leave is because we have someone with your wealth of experience here.
With the what now?
I got a call from Miss Prita. She told me that you quietly found a very important missing item she was looking for.
Uh-huh.
You're multi-talented, Kayla. Do you think you can handle the role of interim event manager?
Are you kidding? Yes, yes, of course.
It's a massive endeavor.
Sir, massive endeavor is my middle name. It's Judith, but you get the point.
I know you're new, but your employment history convinces me you're qualified to take this on. And who knows, if this weekend goes well, we may be discussing a more permanent position on Monday.
I can't imagine anything that could possibly mess this up. Stop it! You guys gotta stop fighting. It's like you've been doing this for years. Listen, first of all, thank you for the ring. Helpful to have it back after you stole it. Never mind. Remember when I said to the both of you that letting you stay here wasn't up to me? Well, if you look right there, I'm in charge now. All right, and this wedding, it's a huge responsibility. It's the shot that I've been waiting for, and I can't screw it up. So you two, you gotta go. Stop looking at me like that. Oh, okay. Maybe you can stay here, but not like this. That little mess you caused downstairs, it's a disaster. You know what? You want to stay, right? Fine. One condition. You two have to prove to me that you can coexist together and stay as far away from here as possible. Got it? So tomorrow, I'm going to plan an entire day for you two to spend together out there in the Big Apple. And if you do this, you guys can say, do we have a deal? Your car will be here at 9 a.m. Don't be late.
I'm gonna wait for this.
Come on. Off the walls, off the floors. 220 degrees, take off the doors. Hit the air and if you staring from the back. Hanging in the backyard, tell me where you at. Step aside, everybody get inside, cause you have to. You don't wanna be the last two, that's true, that's true. Welcome to my bouncy house, you don't wanna be the last one out. Hurry up! Don't you.
Yeah.
No.
Everybody at the bouncy house.
one at a time.
I just caught my finger in the door. And...
Okay, please, seriously. Just shut up, please. Madam Kadra, are we sure the mouse is gone? Rumors are the guest list includes a Michelin restaurant inspector. So one slip up and me and my son are out on the streets.
Jackie, rest assured, the mouse is currently being taken care of. Anyone else have any other problems?
Did you address the elephant this year?
Karen. Yes, I addressed the elephant in the room. You weren't here for it.
Yeah, no, I mean literally.
Where you want him?
Pardon the elephant?
Can't leave him in the truck.
No, that would be inhumane. They can be parked at valet.
Relax, Cecil.
We take you upside down. Always thought I was a visionary. But she never wanna listen to me. Wanna know if freedom's even for free. Cause this place still feels like prison to me.
Okay, how about we go ahead and put all the birds in the Stafford?
The animal wranglers said this time of year they need room to socialize and mate.
I think they've socialized enough, Joy. This is a wedding after all, not spring break. So let's just go ahead and put them in the Stafford.
What sound do peacocks make?
I mean,
caw!
I think that sounds right.
Talking cause you're saying too much. The people leading us, they are the Dutch. We give them taxes, they don't pay us enough. I never wanted to be walking alone. By now you see my patience is very low. Ain't trying to say my heart is dying. I made mistakes, I never said that I don't. Let me go, apologize.
Come on already. Oh, gosh, I so regret saying yes to this. Ba, 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 ba.
Oh, my God. You look incredible.
Thank you. Well, we are a full-service hotel here, be it dog walking or quite even possibly saving someone's lost ring. Is there anything else I can help you with, m'lady?
Oh, no, thank you. This wedding is bonkers enough already.
Why don't you just say no?
Oh, we've just decided to avoid behaviors that might give the impression that we're fighting.
But what about when it's just you two?
I mean, we disagree, of course, about how big the wedding should be.
Wow.
But I guess there was so much pressure to maintain an image that somewhere we forgot how to fight.
Ben really loves you, Prita.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. It's just that when he goes big. And I love that about him.
Yeah.
But I have this feeling that this small Indian wedding is gonna be a great big disaster.
Beautiful day at Yankee Stadium, top of the ninth inning, two out, and the Yankees up by one. Big Alex Gordon at the plate. That ball is crushed. This might be it. The ball game may be over. The Yankees could move on. And oh, what's this? A hairy fan has reached over and caught the ball.
Mayhem unfolds at Yankee Stadium. Two baseball fans seated in right field interrupted what could have been the final out for the Yankees. The culprits were later taken away by animal control. In other news...
Is that a drone?
Not just any drone. That was a CH-4000 military grade.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's harmless.
Jackie!
Joy.
Should I go?
Yes.
See what that
is? Yes, Joy.
Okay.
Yes, Joy, go. Yep.
That was a scream.
Timeless.
Yeah. Military things usually are.
I got this drone because I thought when Preeta and I come into the wedding on the elephants, that the drone could be kind of a... As I'm saying the words drone and elephant out loud to another human being, I'm wondering, is this a lot?
Wedding's been... They're already stressful enough, you know?
Yeah.
The important part is that Preeta, she can't wait to marry you. So just take it easy, you know? Enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
You only got one shot at it.
Like, one chance to, like, get it right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So just go ahead and pull it back.
Yeah. Pull it back and just sort of let it rip. Like, really, just pull it way back and just explode out of it.
That is not what I was trying to say to you.
They said they disabled weapons.
There's weapons?
I'll make sure.
I found it. I found the... Oh, my gosh. Help me, help me, help me.
She found it.
Don't look it in the eyes, Joy.
Welcome to your new home, gentlemen.
Hey, pipe down. Hey, you already been fed.
Hello.
Quiet.
Get comfortable. You're gonna be here a while.
Have a nice day.
Alley cats, come out and play.
That's the cat from the alley.
Well, 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 so we meet again. You know, you and me, we got some finished business to settle.
Dinner time.
Snack is what I like to call it.
Relax, you two. This won't take long. As long as you don't fight.
Gotcha. Don't be scared. Are you going to eat?
Why don't you be a good little kitty and hand them over before I stop being nice?
Yeah, well, what are you, like friends or something?
Go ahead. Eat them now.
If we can't eat them, you gotta eat them.
Looks like a nice snack. Is it as good as it looks? What are you waiting for? Chew. If you don't start chewing, we will.
Oh, that's spicy.
Wait a minute. Something ain't right. Open your mouth.
You heard him. Open your trap.
Hey, cat. You got a visitor.
He didn't even eat him.
A mouse. You got one, too.
Hello, Tom.
How are they treating you?
This place is horrible. Chester? Oh, you don't want it? Here's the deal. I know you want to come back to the hotel. And I can help you do it. As you may already know, Kayla's been put in charge of the wedding. And yeah, it's a tough job. That's why she sent me here to bring you back, so you can help. But there's a catch. I can only take one of you. You know what your friends say? That it's your fault.
Maybe I shouldn't say this, you know?
It says you smell like tuna and cheesy food. He also said that you're emotionally unavailable. He also wants you to stay here and rot. You put me in such a tough position. As you already know, I can only take one of you back to the hotel. Will it be the cat or the mouse? Okay. I've made my decision.
Check this out. In celebrity news, major commotion at the Royal Gate Hotel as New York's elite couple Preeta and Ben are tying the knot at a private intimate wedding.
Preeta, what do you think?
You're not wearing a turban.
Is that a question or a statement? I didn't know if you wanted an answer. I've been getting really into cricket.
You're doing great.
How are we doing on the champagne?
We good. There's just a lot of it and not enough hands.
Okay.
Hey, bro, take these upstairs. I'll be up in a minute. You good?
Yeah, yeah. Things are good.
Mama Bird, we got a problem here. We need you.
Okay, on my way.
What?
I think I might have just pulled this off.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ceremony is about to begin.
All right, Malcolm. Game face. Look impressive.
FYI, I'm always ready.
LOL. Oh.
Ben, this feels so embarrassing.
Well, if it's any consolation, you look very beautiful. And in a way, you know, we're the elephants because we're never going to forget this wedding. Here we go.
The elephants are normal in this kind of event.
Oh, we are an elephant-friendly establishment.
Friendly establishment.
Wow. That's really beautiful.
The elephants were a great choice.
Welcome back. Consider this wedding a welcome party. Just for you. Oh, no. No. What is Jerry doing here? Oh, that must be awkward. With all the horrible things he said about you, that you're not fit to work at the Royal Gate.
Tom, come on now. Let's not be insensitive. Oh,
would you just leave him alone already?
Well, I got something to say.
Okay.
Go ahead and speak then.
As I was saying. Gotcha!
Now let's go finish what we started.
Have fun.
Why is Tom here? I don't see Jerry. Do you see Jerry?
No, I don't.
Isn't this great? Hey, look, your dad loves it. At least I think he's loving it. It's kind of hard to tell. Ah, smile for the drone cam.
Drone cam?
Yeah, they can put a cam on a drone.
Wait, are those peacocks?
Yeah, I think they might have just been part of the exotic bird packet.
And even the tiger.
The tigers are a first.
I begged you to stop doing this stuff.
I'm sorry. That is the last surprise.
You just don't listen.
Listen to what?
Tom, do it.
You're dead, Mouse.
WTF?
Preeta!
get off. You know me.
Is here because he tried to warn me about Kayla, who clearly lied about who she is.
No, sir. This was a misunderstanding. It was, No. Actually, it wasn't a misunderstanding. Sir, when I came into your office that day, I had stolen someone else's resume and pretended that it was mine. I don't have any qualifications for this. Or for anything, really.
You not only destroyed this wedding, but may have destroyed the future of this hotel.
I'm sorry.
Perhaps I could salvage this.
Don't bother. I just came here to inform Mr. Dubrow that the wedding's off.
Rita.
Oh.
I guess we were both in over our heads.
I don't get why you...
I was gonna tell you, Cameron. I was gonna tell all of you the truth. I just wanted to prove to you all that I deserved this. That I could do this. I'm sorry.
Here I stand, taking off my pride, and I run with nowhere to hide.
And don't even think about coming back. You think I was gonna let some street animals live at the Royal Gate Hotel? No.
Like the sun, shining through the rain. Here with you, sharing better days. I'd be lost without you. Thank God you're still here, and that's something beautiful. beautiful. Oh, there's something beautiful. Oh, there's something beautiful. Something beautiful. Oh, that you are here, here with me. That's something beautiful.
Hey, thanks for meeting me. I know I wasn't very convincing yesterday, but what I was trying to say was I really am sorry. I still can't believe that I saw everything that woman accomplished on her resume. And I thought that my pure ambition was an even swap.
Come on, Kayla, everybody screws up.
It's just hard. I mean, every morning I wake up and I look at my phone and my news feed is filled with people who are our age and they're succeeding at what they're doing.
Well, maybe we just need to stop comparing ourselves to everybody and just work for it. Listen, Kayla, you're gonna get the skills. You already got the smarts, you got the funny, and you got the love of helping people.
Even if I wanted to make this right, I couldn't.
Well, maybe they can help convince you otherwise.
No, you two are the last people that I want to see right now. What is all this?
I think that's Prita and Ben.
All right, you know what? Just cut the chalkboard out and tell me what's going on. Okay, you and Jerry have an idea for what?
How did you...
Elephants. And peacocks? A big cake. Guys, are you just making fun of me?
Oh, so this like charades?
No.
Because he did like a... No? All right, never mind.
I think what they're trying to tell us is that if we go back to the hotel, quickly salvage what we can, and we find a last-minute venue and some sort of befitting celebrant, we can fix this by putting on a makeshift wedding.
And you got all of that from that?
Yeah, we can't understand each other now.
Let's do it.
What have we had to lose?
Woman never tells. JFK.
Okay, guys, I know that you both don't get along, but now it's time to change that. So help me save this wedding and go catch that bride, okay? And bring her back here.
What do you want?
I just need to talk to Ben for a minute.
No, don't you think you've done enough?
Ben, this wedding can still happen today.
How? I mean, everything's destroyed.
It doesn't matter. Prita never actually wanted any of this. She just wanted you to listen to her.
I don't think so.
Wait, someone once told me that a wedding is a couple's very first test. And some couples, well, they rise to that.
Stupid. What kind of idiot said that? I mean, seriously.
Me.
Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry. I was being sarcastic.
You can rise, Ben. We can still pull this off.
Needless to say, everything at this hotel will be at your disposal. Except, of course, the hotel.
What about the garden across the street?
I'm sorry, garden?
Mm-hmm. Wait, do you mean Central Park? Sure, whatever nickname you have for it. That's actually an amazing idea. Joy, thank you. Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, how about, Terrence, you and Ben get a guest list together and then let everyone know where to meet us?
You expect me to assist you after what you've done to this hotel?
I think we both did some things that we regret to keep our jobs. Tom and Jerry told me what she did. I'm not gonna tell anybody.
Okay, thank you.
If Tom and Jerry can be out there working together, then so can we.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.
Roger, Roger. Over. Come in, Tom and Jerry. I know you can't talk, but I'm sure you can hear me. Prita's on Lexington, and it looks like she's headed for the Midtown Tunnel. guys. I'm sending you a new location.
Like rocket fuel?
Kayla, what is going on?
Hear me out. I know yesterday was a disaster, but I promise you that most of the chaos was because of me. And them. But just like me, they changed their ways. But Frida, I really think we have the chance to make this right.
Frida, I'm sorry. Okay, I wanted to give you the wedding of your dreams, but at some point it drifted into my dreams and your father's dreams, and then your father was in my dreams, and one of them he was riding a tiger. It was really weird. And then I'm sorry that I didn't just shut up and listen to what you wanted.
What I want is you. It's only ever been that.
Going forward, I promise. Fewer surprises, and I promise more truth. Because honestly, I love you. Will you please take this back? And will you marry me again, but better this time? Thomas and Jerome, I know you had a hand in it too. You were right from the beginning. A resume is just a piece of paper. You have to give someone a chance to find out what they can do.
I agree.
Yes, you did a very good job.
Thank you, Terrence. On that note, I would love to introduce you to Miss Linda Perrybottom.
Miss Dipper?
The real owner of the resume.
Hello.
You must be Terrence.
I am.
Josephine Pennybaker, the daughter, says the most wonderful things about you.
Well, she does. It's quite an impressive resume. I guess I'll see you in my office tomorrow. Or, in Mr. Dubrow's office tomorrow.
Thank you, Kayla. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. And I won't let you down. Good luck, Terrence.
Well,
all right, I think we actually might have pulled this off. Maybe.
Oh, definitely.
Champagne. Cheers.
Sorry, nothing to see here.
What's yeah, that? Yeah. Okay. Sometimes you need a friend. Not the ones that just show up and don't put nothing in. You know the ones that lend a hand and want to see you win. When you come up on that leash, make sure you cut them in. And then, sometimes you need a foe. One to keep your eyes open, keep you on your toes. You know the ones that want to keep you where you've been before. But I can't go. No, I can't go. And whoa, sometimes I need a check. Not the sneakers, but the ones that make you watch your step. Your chain, your name, how about your respect? Give them more than what I get, expecting nothing back. In fact, you know, I sat down with my accountant. He said, I got good news and I got bad news.
Okay.
I said, what's the good news? He said, the good news is you made a lot.
Okay.
I said, what's the bad news? The bad news is you spent more. Okay.
Maybach music.
Grew up having nothing, you're labeled impatient. But once the boss made it, you're labeled amazing. Meticulous with words, such a force of nature.
Boss.
I don't wanna seem absurd, but that boy's a gangster. Focusing on me, way from Tel Aviv. Barbados with the hustle pockets, LIDs. Distinctive destinations, all I wanna see. Oceanfront residences, three different ones a week. Cause I deserve that, it's time to learn that. Mess around and put that thing up where your permit. Six figures every year, yeah, I earn that. At the front of this line is where my turn at.
Sometimes you need a friend. Not the ones that just show up and don't put nothing in. You know the ones that lend a hand and want to see you win. When you come up on that list, make sure you cut them in. And then, sometimes you need a foe. Oh. Men gon' lie, women gon' lie. You're looking for the truth and the numbers don't hide. Looking for the root of all evil, then you need to go open up the briefcase, see with your eyes. Everybody claim to be great at spa times, but they never spend a day in the rain in the front line.
No lie.
Stop playing on my phone line. Shoot, lock it low. Pull up in the space coupe with the roof optional. Wonder why they follow suit. I've been groomed from the womb. Came out of my mama's
womb.
With some running tennis shoes. Faster than the speed and bullet.
Nah, 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 nah. It's cool.
Don't play with it, baby.
Say, yo, say, what you gon' do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You was built like that.
Mr. Bro, I just got a bill for both weddings.
Mm. That's a joke, right?
Well, you know, I had Terrence run some numbers earlier, and it doesn't look good for you.
Thank you for choosing the Royal Gate.